Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So, this is going to talk about the mitzvah of Ona. Hamadrus Ishtom Tashmash Hamita. If a husband takes a neder that his wife is not allowed to have Tashmash Hamita with him, Beishamay says that the limit is 2 weeks. Beyond that, they cannot stay married. Beisolom Shabbos Achas, that the limit is 1 week. Meaning, if the neder is in place for 2 weeks, according to Beishamay, or for 1 week, according to Beis Hillel, or less, then the wife cannot say, I need to get divorced. But if the neder is in place for longer than that, then she could say, I you're ruining the marriage. She could demand a divorce, and she could demand her ksuba, because she is not the one that ruined the marriage. He is the one that ruined the marriage. HaTalmidim Yotzam L'Talmud Torah Shelo B'Rishos Shloshim Yom. If someone is a Talmud Chacham, they can go out to learn without explicit permission from their wives for 30 days at a time, even though during those 30 days, obviously, they're not going to be able to fulfill their mitzvah of Ona. Hapa'olim Shabbos Achas. A worker can go for a week at a time, because that's the assumption when they went into the marriage, that he's going to have to work for a week at a time, even though he will not be able to fulfill his mitzvah of Ona during that time. Ha'ona Amur B'Torah. How frequently does one have an obligation toward his wife of Tashmash Hamita? Hatayolim B'chol Yom. If he's someone who does nothing really, so then he has to do it every day. If she wants. Obviously, these are all only if she wants. Hapoelim shtayim b'Shabbos. If he's a poel, then twice a week. Hachamarim achas b'Shabbos. If he's a donkey driver, so he goes out of town for several days at a time, so then it's once a week. Hagamolim achas shoshim yom. If he's a camel driver, goes out of time for weeks at a time, once every 30 days. Hasaponim achas shishish chadashim. If he's a sailor who travels for months at a time, so then it's once every 6 months. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The halacha is, if a guy gets married and he had a certain job that requires him to be with his wife more frequently, and then he changes profession that's going to take him away from home a lot, his wife can say, no, I did not marry a sailor. I married a worker. I married a donkey driver, and therefore I do not allow it. Meaning she has veto rights on whatever, and this is true even like in contemporary times, and it's not only about the mitzvah of Ona. If a woman marries a man and he has a nice 9-to-5 job that does not bring in a ton of money, but you know, makes ends meet, and then he gets an opportunity to, you know, to quadruple his salary, but to work till midnight every night. In doing so, the wife can say, no, I don't want. He's not allowed to take such a job without his wife's permission. Mishnah Zayin, Hamaredis al Baila. If a woman refuses to sleep with her husband, so pochsin la miksubas or shiva dinarin b'Shabbos, we deduct 7 dinar from the ksuba every week. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shiva Trapi'ikin, that it's 7 Trapi'ikin that we deduct from his ksuba, from her ksuba every week, 1 trapik each day. Ad Masai Hu Poches, until when do we keep deducting? Ad Kinag Ksubas, until we get to the full amount of the ksuba. Rabbi Yossi Amar Lol Mu Poches Valechle, keep on deducting, even if it's more than the amount of the ksuba, and she doesn't even have the money to pay for the difference. Shema Tipel Yerusha Makamacher Govei Mena, because she might get a Yerusha from somewhere else, and then you'll be able to collect that difference. So she can keep on, keep on adding onto her account of how much money she owes him, because she's being moredes al baila. Now, what happens if the husband is mored? V'chein ha-mored al-ishto. If a man refuses to sleep with his wife, mosifan al-ksubaso shlosha dinar b'Shabbos, then we penalize him that he's going to have to pay an extra 3 dinar every week. Rabbi Yudah mar shlosha trapik. Rabbi Yudah says 3 trapik that of a penalty to add on to the ksuba each week that he refuses to be with his wife. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said someone who takes a neder against his wife for Tashmash Hamita, according to Beis Shammai, 2 weeks, according to Beis Hillel, 1 week is the maximum until she's allowed to demand a divorce. And we said that Talmidim are allowed to go to Yeshiva for 30 days without their wives Rishus. And we spoke about the frequency of the Mitzvah of Ona, that a Poel is allowed to go for a week without his wife's special Rishus. The frequency of the Mitzvah of Ona is Tayalin is each and every day, because they don't do anything. Poelim is twice a week because they're around town. Chamarim is once a week because they go out for a few days at a time. Gamalim is once every 30 days because they go out for a few weeks at a time. Sapanim is once every 6 months because they go out for a few months at a time. Mishnah Zayin taught us that if a woman refuses to have tashmish with her husband, we start deducting from her ksuba. According to the Tanakhama, 7 dinar each Shabbos, each week. According to Rabbi Yehuda, 7 tropics each week. And the Machlokas Tanakhama Kama and Rabbi Yossi, do we keep on deducting after we've already hit zero in her ksuba? If a man is refused to have tashmish with his wife, then we add to the ksuba payment that he has to give. Tanakama says 3 dinar each week, and Rabbi Yehuda says 3 tropics each week. As from tomorrow, we will pick up with Perakei, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tess.